Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Mac and T Show podcast. Here are your hosts, Brian McKay and T. David.
What time is it?
It's time for the Mac and T Show.
What time is it?
I said it's time for the Mac and T Show.
Welcome back to the Mac and T Show podcast. T, we got a little news on the Disney streaming service plus. I don't know what I'm trying to say. Anyway, Disney Plus.
Disney Plus. Lord have mercy.
Yes, just tongue tied this morning. Disney Plus looks like it's coming out November 12th next year. It's going to include things from the Disney Pixar Studio, Marvel Studios, Lucasfilms, National Geographic, as well as the 20th Century Fox things they got from that merger, and ABC Studios. It's going to be $6.99, so that's much cheaper than Netflix and Hulu are at this point. And of course, Hulu, I guess, would be technically under the Disney umbrella as well, seeing as they own that. Gonna be a lot of good content. I'm looking at some of the things just pertaining to the Marvel Cinematic Universe. They're gonna have a Loki show, a show based off of Hawkeye, and a show based off of Winter Soldier and what's Sam Wilson? What's his character? What am I thinking of? Falcon. Sam Wilson is his character on the show. Falcon. So there'll be that, and there'll also be a Vision and Scarlet Witch TV show. They're gonna bring over a lot of things from Fox, like I said. So they'll have The Simpsons and the Family Guys, the American Dads, everyone that, you know. I didn't realize those shows were, I mean, I knew The Simpsons were popular, but I didn't realize the others were as popular as they were when I was looking at some of the ratings. I guess people just look forward to them on Sunday nights or whenever they're on Fox. And also your Star Wars, which is not a franchise I've never really been into that much. I mean, I'm just kind of casual fan of that, but they'll have all that. What are your thoughts on a Disney Plus service?
It's gonna start off at $6.99, and by the end, it's gonna be $19.99. And people gonna just have decision fatigue, just like you get with Netflix. And cable companies better figure out what they're about to do, because more and more people. I already don't fool with cable, but more people gonna come to their senses and stop talking about they got cable.
Yeah, it's definitely something that I'm going to look into in the future, because, I mean, there's no point in me having all these subscriptions to different platforms and still having cable, because I can get everything I need, even if it's the day after on Hulu or something like that. I mean, you can get everything you need from cable right there. So
cable companies, I don't know what y'all going to do. Y'all going to be messing around and be like Blockbusters. Speaking of which, somebody told me Blockbuster was offered the opportunity to, I think it was to do Netflix. And they turned it down. Because they didn't have any foresight.
Yeah, that's why they
And
only...
I was like, interesting. And now they have nothing.
Yeah, now they have just one official store left.
Red Box is still open.
I see them out there still, so they're still a thing.
They're going to be next.
Yeah. And, one other thing, as I'm reading this little article, one thing I thought was pretty interesting. They will have, on this Disney Plus service, they're going to have behind-the-scenes documentaries, series that focus on things going on in Disney Studios. Like, this particular example is going to be the production of Frozen 2. It's going to be one of the first things they do. I thought that was pretty cool, because I'm a big, I like the big behind the scenes books and the making of things. I've always been a big fan of those, so that's going to be fun to watch.
So I'm going to be spiritual right now. So my great, my grandfather, rest in peace, he always talked about the internet was the devil. And for those who study Christianity, they will understand we talk about the devil being the king of the airways. And when we talk about internet and the World Wide Web, nobody wants to be in a net or a web. Something as bad as happening when you get caught in either of those. These are starting to be great distractors. Like, people get all too consumed. Like, what's this thing that just released Sunday? There's a cult around it. What's the name of the thing that just came out Sunday? It had been going away for 2 hours. Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones, yes. Out in my mind, I was sitting there trying to play. I hadn't seen a single episode, to be honest.
There's a cult following thing, though.
There is, yes.
Like, I think they said more people watched it than some baseball series or some basketball series. Some football, it might have been football, playoffs, Super Bowl. Like, we get, and I use We Loosely because I don't own any of these Netflix and whatever, and I've been weaning myself down from YouTube. We just being distracted. We not seeing what's happening around us. We not seeing how we talked about some time ago, years ago, about the functional illiterate. Like, we not seeing these schools falling apart. Like, we just watched a video, which I'm not trying to transition away. We'll talk about that video. But these things right here are great distractors. And yeah, some people need a distraction, but at some point you need to deal with what's going on in real life before you look up and be like, well, how did that happen? Or when did that happen? Because we still got these schools out here with 50% graduation rates. Ain't nobody talking about it.
Yeah. I know for me, with the services, I use them. Like, I have them on like Netflix. I use that. But it's not something that I'm stuck on every single day. Like, there'll be a show that I know I'll put it in my list or whatever. And whenever there's, like, a couple of days where I'm not really got anything going on, I'll binge watch it. That's how I use it. I binge watch it, you know, maybe one show, maybe a month, or maybe every 2 months. But it's not something that I'm constantly watching, constantly on.
That's nice, and people usually try to do that. That's usually, and I just shoot when you say something like I just said. People try to tell you how to, they don't do it.
No. But yeah, I understand.
It don't have to be Netflix or Hulu. Do you know how many students that I know that can't put their phones down? You're still being distracted by Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Like, people spend, they sit at work and one screen, half of the screen is Facebook, looking, just mindlessly doing nothing, wasting life.
Right.
But then I ask you, when was the right last time you read a book? And you look at me like I'm crazy. Not you personally. Right.
Well, there's a cool thing now on the iPhones. I don't know if Androids or anything like this have. I'm assuming they probably do. But iPhones have an app now that tracks how much screen time you have. And ever since they put that on the iPhone, I don't know what update it was that it came with it, I've noticed myself being more mindful of that. Like,
Brian, you keep talking about you.
I'm just bringing it to a personal,
I'm not saying this is you, though. I'm talking population. I think that they,
I'm just relating it to me personally.
I was like, turn your Twitter off. I can't do it. I was like, no, take it off now.
Well, I mean, I can't speak for other people, so I'm only talking just my personal experience is what I'm just tying it into. And then as far as the app that I was talking about, I found myself, since it's been on my phone, noticing more and more, you know, as it's going on, I've seen my screen time dwindle down, and it gets lower and lower. It's almost like a challenge for me to put it away. You know, or, you know, to not look at it, to see how low I can get it for that week or that month or whatever it tracks. And after that, I'm not speaking.
Nobody else, you don't know nobody else that that you notice always on their phone or always...
I'm not saying that it's not that way, T. I'm just trying to give an example of...
No, I'm just asking. Like you said, you can just speak for you. You see other things. I mean, you don't live in a bubble where it's just you and them babies.
I know tons of people that are constantly on their phone. And right inside my own family. When we have little gatherings, you look around the room, everybody is poking away. You know, instead of sitting there and being in the moment.
Yeah. And so I guess I'm being messy because you said I can only speak for me. I can speak to what I see and what I hear. And you can as well. I mean, if you choose to, I can't make that decision for you. But at any rate, distracted.
I wasn't trying to say I can't say that I don't see other people. I was just speaking on a personal level what that is for me. I wasn't saying that I can't see other people. I see it all the time. But I was just speaking as far as me personally. And that's all it was. Just
so what we going to do when, I mean, I don't foresee this holding well. I don't foresee any of this working well for these next generations and I don't heard these stories of kids that get a book for the first time and don't know how to turn a page because they used to just run their hand across the screen and it slide. Like, we got people that can't make a phone call because they got phone anxiety. And this is, like, I've talked to people that I thought it was crazy, but then I've talked to people that's like, yes, I have phone anxiety. Like, I can't call and order a pizza. Well, you don't have to now, but usually when you make doctor's appointments and stuff, at some point you have to have a conversation on the phone with somebody, or you got to show up live and talk to somebody.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's...
and that's another dehumanizing thing where we lose that humanness and we just, I don't know, I don't think this is going to bode well. The Lord knows, I hope I see live long enough to see what it goes and how it ends.
Somebody listening to this fixing to bust out laughing considering what we just went through as far as me talking about my personal journey. But on a personal note, as what you just talked about, I'm seeing myself be that way in many respects. I try to avoid talking on the phone as much as possible. I literally will email my doctor stuff, wanting them, you know, to converse through email, and they always wind up either calling or their response on the email will be to call the office. No, I don't want to call. Listen, I'm sending you everything you need through email. Take that and be done. And like as far as ordering a pizza, like you said, I'd much rather order it from the app instead of actually calling Domino's or Pizza Hut or whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. It's so much easier for me to just use it from the app. So I can definitely vouch for that being something that's fixing to be a problem.
So I'm apologize for just dismissing your experience and you trying to talk about you personally, but I wasn't
trying to single me. I mean, it was just, I'm just talking on a personal level. That's all that is.
Right. That's fine. But I was just like, dude, you can speak to other things, but I apologize because in that moment you didn't want to. Anyway, I think it's going to be problematic. Disney Plus is going to be great for people. My concern is that people are going to plop their children down in front of a pad or a TV, and now they can throw on any Disney cartoon, Snow White, whoever.
What did I tell you in the email? I said, we're going to have to peel my nephew and nieces off from the screen.
You will peel them, but there's some that just be like, well, I need them to sit still for however long, and they just plop them in front of it, or mm-hmm. hand them the pad and just let them. And I don't know what we're doing. I can't go to the store. I walked out of Target the other day because they didn't have a line open. I don't want to check myself out. Besides the fact I don't work for you, I want to have a human interaction.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing? Good morning.
Just yesterday, my brother and I were in, they call them the neighborhood Walmarts, where it's just basically groceries.
Walmart Market.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we were in that the other day, and literally, we were standing in line waiting on the self-checkout one of them to open up because there were so many people standing there. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, I looked down and like about 6 aisles down, there was an open register. But I wasn't shopping for myself. I was with my brother. and we were standing in line at the self-checkout, waiting on the self-checkout counter to open. When just down the way, there was a little lady down there just waiting for somebody to come.
It's a bamboozlement. It's just like bottled water. They have bamboozled us into buying bottled water. I feel like we talked about this before.
We did.
But they bamboozled us into buying something that's free. They just put it in a container for you. Now, they bamboozling us to work for them, to bag our own groceries. That's what I like about Publix and some of these other, like Trader Joe's. Now, Trader Joe's don't have any self-checkout. You have to do it. But for the most part, Publix, they right there speaking. It don't matter. Like, they got them trained, and I love going in now. Like, you could be on the aisle walking by, and they like, good morning. If they make eye contact or see you, the bag people be trying to take your stuff out to the car. Be like, no, I got it. No, it's okay. I got it. But, yeah, like, I even remember, and I'm going back to the old days. This is probably before you remember, but your parents and all of them will remember. When I was little, you used to go to the store, and somebody would bring the shoe and sit down on that little thing and put the shoe on for you and tell you to stand up and all that. You good luck. You do well to get them to bring the shoe out.
Yes. That was something that I was pretty young. I remember that happening, but it's been a long time.
I know, but I'm happy when and it doesn't happen often, but it's happened a couple of times, and I've been like, wow, great. When you get your change back, and they be like, it's whatever the change is, let's say 10, 20, 25, 30, whatever the money, and they count it back out instead of just throwing the change in your hand. Mm-hmm. One is good for them so that they don't give you too much money back or too little. But most people, they just throw the change and the money in your hand.
You just brought up something about, and this may be a little off topic, maybe not.
But kind of rambling.
I wanted to get your opinion on this. Cause you just twerked something in my mind. When you talked about the shoe stores and they coming out and you know measuring up your shoe and all that, sitting you down, whatever. Yesterday, in the same shopping excursion I spoke about with the neighborhood Walmart, we went to an at-home store, which basically has got all your stuff that you would need for your home. You got your couches and, you know, tables, this and that. My sister-in-law is in search for a desk for their desktop computer at their house. Mm-hmm. And she goes up to the worker at home asking, because we searched every one of them in the store, and, you know, not always, but there are a lot of times they'll have things that they just hadn't got out to the floor yet. They might have, because we know that this place sells this certain desk. So she goes up, she asks the worker, is there any chance y'all have any other desk? And she was trying to word it. I don't know how she worded it. I wasn't there. I was just taking her account for it because I was from afar. So I didn't hear everything she was saying to him, but I heard what he was saying back to her. But so I don't know how she worded it, but basically she was wanting to know if there was any other desk in the back. And he looked at her. He said, "If any desk we have is I don't know how he said it. He was so rude how he said it. He went, all our desks, you know, any desk we have is." Right
on the floor.
Ain't gonna be back there, but he didn't say it that way. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't remember exactly how he said it. And when she asked, she said, "Oh, okay," but I just know there's a certain desk I'm looking for, and I know it's on y'all's website. And he said, "So I was wondering if you could scan, you know, see if y'all might have had it in the back or something like that." And it's basically how she was trying to say it, but I don't think she got it out worded that way. And he kind of like said, no, I can't scan and tell you where it is in the store. And she was like, that's not what I was asking. And she was just so flustered. But like, just customer service, like you were talking about with your shoes, how they used to just come out there and just be personal with you and this and the other. I mean, this guy was doing everything he could. He was the one who you're supposed to go to ask questions. I mean,
who is the manager? That needs to speak to the manager.
That's what I told her, because she didn't tell us about it until we were on out. I mean, I heard him talking, but I wasn't really paying attention. She didn't really tell us about the whole experience until we were walking back to the truck, leaving. And I was thinking to myself, man, you know I love to act a fool with people, so don't have me write a letter to add home.
But forget a letter. I need to speak to the manager right now.
That's just, you know, if you're the actual person who is at the front of the store who is supposed to, I mean, you're at that little booth specifically for people who have questions, you should not treat customers that way in any way, shape, or form.
Well, who hired him? At home. Yeah, so that's who it is. Y'all need to, because it ain't no way that Publix just randomly, they need to find out what Publix and Trader Joe's and some of these other people that got good customer service, how they screening their people. Because even if they having bad days, you can't tell. Like, since it came here, I have not gone in there without at least being spoken to once or twice. And that's before I check out. People on the aisles, you need some help. Look, if you're looking around, you need some help looking for something. And like she was saying, if they don't have it, they'll check and see if it's in the back, if whatever.
And at the end
or
of the
when
day,
when the shipment is coming in or whatever might be going on.
I mean, at the end of the day, if he would have just said, you know, everything that's on the floor is what we have, that would have really honestly sufficed. But he didn't even say that. I mean, he was just so rude about, like, almost like he just was not going to go and do anything extra to help her. But,
So, yeah, customer service, let one more person ask me, do I want a bag? Ask me one more time. Yeah, I bought something in this store. I told you about the two loaves of bread. Yeah, I'm not walking out the store with these two loaves of bread. Yes, I want a bag. It's a pack of gum. Yes, I want this in a bag.
Yes. Because if not, everybody that you pass is going to look at you like.
And the last thing I need is somebody to be like, oh, she just walked out and didn't pay for this. I ain't got time to have no encounters with the law. As little as possible. And so I don't need it. I don't need it. But anyway, why you think I want to walk out with this stuff in my hands? And I see people walk out with no bag, and I'm like, no, thank you. I need a bag. Next, they're going to be like, you want your receipt? Well, now you know they can email it to you.
Well, they already started that. They'll ask you at, you know, different little restaurants and stuff, do you want a receipt? Well, yeah. Yes, I would like a receipt.
And what are they doing with our information, Brian? This is another thing that we've fallen asleep on. People, I ain't been reading up in depth on Facebook situation, but they continually having issues about how they using information, how they giving information. Walmart, anytime you in there, anywhere you go, you're going to be recorded, but they record you on their self-checkout. That's one reason I don't like self-checkout, because I'm not trying to steal. And people that do steal, they have a way that they're going to get by your little machine. But they record, what are they doing with my video? Because this word on the street, they selling it for face recognition technology. We got Alexa out here talking about they take snippets of people's conversations so they can have better quality. Bye, Felicia.
We were sitting at my brother's, once again, I'm with my brother, but we were sitting at his house yesterday, and they just recently installed an Alexa. And
they need to uninstall it.
Well, and he's so conspiracy theory paranoid already, so when I yelled at it to play, you know, kids radio on Pandora, it starts playing. Now, my niece loves Frozen, so she watches Frozen a lot. She watches Moana. She watches The Lion King. And she watches Baby Shark on YouTube. And
y'all need to get her on The Prince and the Frog. If I did Pluto.
I've been trying to get her on it. But literally, in succession, there was a song from Moana. There was a song from Frozen, there was a song from, there was Baby Shark, there was Five Little Monkeys Jumping on the Bed. All the stuff that they listen to on their own or they play on, you know, on their screens, is what this Alexa was playing. And like the whole time, I'm just dying laughing because the look on my brother's face is like, they listening to us. They're getting ready to revolt. They're getting ready to come after us.
I'm telling you. Well, while we sleeping, the Prince of the Airways, that's what I was looking for the devil. The Prince of the Air. He out here doing his little sneaky work. Feeding us different information subconsciously.
Yeah, I find myself getting on Facebook less and less. I mean, I get on there for like our show and stuff like that, just to put things out there that people know we have new episodes. But me personally, I find myself getting on Facebook less and less for my personal use, just because of everything that they're doing. And I guess that in somebody's mind somewhere, they think that the facial recognition deal is going to be helpful, and they're going to try and spin it like they're just using it for criminal use. But,
They're taking away our privacy. It all started with 9/11. That just gave them another reason. Because all that stuff they do to you at the airport, and then I was talking to this person, and she was like, she had traveled with a bunch of books. And she was like, she had them in a suitcase, and they talking about, we couldn't tell what they were. Well, if you can't tell what some paper and that's all the book is made out of paper, how you going to be able to scan and know what a bomb is? Right. Like, what kind of x-ray machine is this? What's the point?
Don't get me started on security. You know, I used to walk through there with all that video equipment. They used to pull me over every single time.
Every time I go, they pulling me over. Talking about they got to pat my hair. Without fail. I've never gone through that since my hair has gotten longer. That they have not said they needed to pat my hair. And I just be like, why, Lord? What are y'all doing? I'm not running around. One, I ain't trying to die nor kill anybody. Yeah. I enjoy life.
But it's for our safety.
No, and that's why y'all not going to trick me. And I don't like it because I don't like being treated like a criminal and I ain't done nothing.
Exactly. And you know me, I'm already don't really like big crowds and people staring and stuff anyway. So when they pull me over and make this big scene, they pulling out everything from my video case, I'm just like, Lord.
Foolishness.
You could at least just brought me in the room if you want to do all this. Just get me out of there.
You can go in the room. Leave me outside because anything go left, I need some eyewitnesses. No. Because once they get you in the back, you don't know what. If anything go bad, that is your word against theirs.
This is true. This is very true.
So, yeah, Disney Plus, it's going to be good for people that enjoy.
Just sit there thinking, how did we get here? Disney Plus.
We got here because I said that this was going to just another distractor by the Prince of the Airways. And it adds to the Netflix and the Hulus of the world and another way in to distract us from what's going on in life. Or in just enjoying life and each other and not trying to impress each other and just seeing people and meeting people. Like, it's so many students now, and not just college, students in general, like, they have when you're young, you ain't, you know, not that talkative, you don't want to mess up and say the wrong thing, all that other stuff, but the less practice you have, the worse it's getting. So now we got so many people in the world that's anxious. They all got anxiety problems. Mm-hmm. What are you anxious? It's one thing when you don't know what you're going to eat tomorrow, but it's another one. You talking about you anxious because you about to meet a new person. Everybody had that anxiety. It go away, though, and you learn to, like, manage it, and that it ain't the end of the world if you say something dumb.
This is very true.
Or something you deem to be dumb. So, anyway, y'all enjoy Disney. I'm going to say shout-out. Tiger Woods won the green jacket. Congratulations. I don't really follow golf, but I happened to turn the TV. I had the TV on and I turned. And I was like, why do you got Tiger on? Then I said, wait a minute, he in the first spot. Then the next thing I saw him, it looked like his mom with one of the kids or something, and they kept going from him and to the mom or whoever it was.
Yeah, they had his son. Like, he won. His son and his daughter there, and his son looks more like his ex-wife, but his daughter favors him a lot. I didn't know. They didn't show her very much. They showed basically him and his son hugging. But, yeah, and his mom was there. That was good to see. Boy, he getting... I know he's only 43, but boy, when he took that hat off, that hair is running away.
He needs to go ahead and get him a man weave. That's a real thing. He better go get one. Or just go bald, which I'm waiting for LeBron to do. But how long has it been since he won one?
Since 2005. It was 3,955 days. They did put that set up. They put that set up there during the celebration. I was thinking to myself, wow. That is a long time in between majors. I mean, that's just majors. I don't know when the last time he's actually won a tournament. But
we don't care about the scrub tournaments. Right, yeah, we're talking about the ones that count.
Just in terms of the major wins. Yeah, 2005 was his last one.
14 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Anything else we forgetting about the world? Because I saw Tiger win, and I was like, oh, we got to say congratulations.
Yes.
And we almost forgot.
Yes. And I sat there and watched 2 days. Actually, I've been watching since Thursday, but the last 2 days I've been watching with my brother and sister-in-law. My brother's a big golf fan, so he was loving it. He was right there with Tiger every step of the way.
He like Tiger or just golf in general?
Well, he like golf in general. He plays all the time, and he knows all the backstories on all the golfers. And
he don't too much.
Yeah, and my sister-in-law likes it by default because she knows if she wants to watch TV, that's what's going to happen during the major tournaments. So he was all about Tiger. He was loving the fact that he was on his little comeback. And the closer he got to being at the top of the leaderboard, I know you didn't actually watch the tournament, but when Francisco Molinari, who was in the lead for like 3 days, the last 2 days of the tournament, he was the leader, just a couple of strokes above everybody. When he, I don't know what hole it was, things like hole 15, it's like a par 3. He hits it in the water. And it's almost like you could hear just people everywhere going nuts, because that meant all Tiger had to do was make his putt that he was about to make, and he was going to be either tied or go up one, because Francisco lost 2 strokes by going in the water. And I'll be doggone if a couple of hits later, Molinari actually hits it in the water again. Just basically solidifying Tiger.
He tried to do.
Yes, like he had him a
10. He got paid off.
You ever seen 10 Cup with Kevin Costner? Where Kevin Costner's character just gets greedy and keeps trying to hit it over this big body of water, and he keeps going in the water every single time. And you could just see it on his face. Like, when Tiger was making his climb, it was like the old days where these guys were almost buckling under the pressure. When Tiger, because they just heard them footsteps. They heard them coming. You were coming.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any other craziness happen that I don't know about just yet that I was literally sleeping on yesterday?
Not that I know of.
Sunday, my day of rest.
Now that March Madness is over with, I'm being more attuned to the news. I haven't gotten anything. It really made any big time splashes. I do have a couple ones gotta go for this week.
Okay. What's gotta go?
So this happened the other day when I was eating breakfast, which I usually just have a shake in the morning. But this particular morning I decided I wanted some cereal. So as I was sitting there choosing what cereal to partake in, I thought, you know what, this could be a good one's gotta go. So, my 4 cereals of choice. All the Frosted Flakes. That's just Kellogg's, any type of Frosted Flakes. That'll put them all together. All Cheerios. All the different variations of Captain Crunch. The Crunch Berries, all of that. And then the 4th one being Rice Krispies. So, Frosted Flakes, Cheerios, Captain Crunch, Rice Krispies. One's gotta go.
I don't need none of them cereal.
Oh, goodness. See, this is hard. Food is hard to do.
I might eat some Cheerios every blue moon, like a dry cereal snack, if they gonna sell. I don't really care about Rice Krispie treats that much. That's the only reason I'm trying to think of why somebody would not want to get rid of Rice Krispies.
Right, because if you get rid of Rice Krispies, the treats are gone.
But I tell you, it haven't been recent, but I've had Captain Crunch. And the Captain Crunch they have now compared to Captain, either my taste buds have changed. Them ain't the same Captain
Crunch.
It's
different. It's a lot different.
Yes. I don't know what they done did to the recipe. What other series?
Frosted Flakes.
I would probably get rid of the Frosted Flakes. All that sugar. All of them sugar, but then they just throw so much sugar on top of sugar.
Mm-hmm.
It's like eating a bowl of sugar. So I guess we just get rid of the Frosted Flakes.
Yeah, for me, it would either be the Flakes or Captain Crunch. That would be my two choices. Because like you said, with my Cheerios, I don't normally eat Cheerios like in a bowl with milk or whatever. I like Cheerios, just put them in a little bag, little snack every once
in a
while.
Little snack bag.
Yeah, that's like I do. And then the Rice Krispies, I couldn't give up every so often getting me a Rice Krispie treat.
Right, so. And so you can't get them to, I guess the Frosted Flake.
That would probably
although
be
the I saw
one.
Some lady trying to do Frosted Flake Rice Krispie treat thing. It wasn't Rice Krispie, but the style, but they
right.
use only Frosted Flake.
They make them into like a little bar.
And I was like, oh, we just doing too little. I ain't gonna even say too much. We doing too little. What was the other one?
My second was singer related, and this. Was
oh
just...
no! I don't know if you.
And okay. It's women singers.
Okay.
So I have Whitney Houston, Janet Jackson, Mariah Carey, and Lord, I was perplexed. I didn't want to throw her in here because she's not of that same. You know, time period, but I put Beyonce just because I could not find a fourth that came in that period with all the.
How are you gonna put now?
So help me out and find me a fourth so we can take Beyonce out of there.
Well, it's supposed to be hard, which means we need to take Mariah Carey out.
I like Mariah. That would be hard for me. No, I don't
but
like.
I don't Whitney like. And Janet and Beyonce, she is an easy out.
Oh, in that grouping, yes, but
that's why I'm saying take her out of this grouping because okay. She's an easy out.
Okay. All right, let's see. Let's find a fourth. We got Whitney, Janet, Beyonce.
Like Anita Baker, that might be an easy out for some people, but
probably.
Anita got a lot of good songs.
Thinking on it.
What else would have been singing? Mary J. Blige.
That's another good one. Yes.
Well, Lord, I don't know. Mary J. MJB. I gotta keep Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Whitney, gotta stay. I'm trying to. I don't know that I'm in love with a lot of Janet Jackson stuff.
No, she might be the one.
Janet might have to go. Janet might get kicked off the bus. Let me see what songs Janet made.
She has some decent hits, but just nothing that was like something you had to listen to over and over again.
We might need to take Janet out of this list because now Janet got to go. I'm sorry. Let me see her top 10.
We love you, Janet.
Rhythm Nation. That's the way love goes.
See, it's like it's good songs, but nothing that you want to hear over and over and over again.
If I didn't ever hear them, I would be fine.
Right.
Life would be fine.
Yeah.
Janet, poor Janet.
Somebody somewhere.
You're gonna have to.
Somebody, I don't know who it is, but if you out there,
we just lose their music, right?
Right. No,
we
not
we can't
not,
lose Janet.
No, mm-mm. Yes, just the music. This is just music related.
Or why did I get buried when she lose her mind?
Yes, and Poetic Justice.
Yes, we can't lose that. But we did just music. Okay.
Even though the reports were that she didn't even really want to have any physical contact with Tupac in that movie. Anyway.
No, everybody got their prejudice and bias. Mm-hmm. That's hers.
But if I'd have known then what I know now about the Jackson family, the quirkiness would not have been that shocking.
Right. Yeah. Did you find somebody else?
That was my two. I'm sitting here. That's what was so hard when I was coming up with the list, and I just couldn't find a good portion.
Look, somebody tried to do your list. They got Chaka Khan, Patty, Aretha, and Diana Ross.
Ooh, that's a good list.
Aretha stayed easy. Patty stayed easy. I don't know about Diana or Chaka. Chaka Khan might have some music out there that I don't know about. Cause
she got a few songs, and you know, Diana. There's going to be a lot that want to get rid of Diana just because of the way she did the Supremes.
I guess I can't get rid of Diana. You know why?
What?
When I think of home, I think of a place where there's love overflowing.
Yeah, you can't get rid of Diana. that makes that whole.
So, well, Shaka, you gotta go. I'm sorry.
All right, Shaka. We love you.
Rethink.
As always, I am one of your hosts, Brian McKay, and I am with
T. God is good, Davis.
And this has been the Mac and T Show podcast. Thank you for listening. You can listen to the Mac and T Show podcast at Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, Spotify, and TuneIn. Also, be sure to check out our YouTube channel. Please be sure to follow our show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at The Mac T Show. That's at TheMacTShow at The Mac T Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to get all the updates and different things that might be happening with our podcast. You can email the show at TheMacTShow@gmail.com. That's The Mac, the letter N, T Show.
This is the Mac and T Show. This is the Mac and T Show. We talk movies and TV shows, sports and world news, coasting like on a world cruise. Hosted by Brian McKay and T Davis. Yeah. You can't tame us. We're going to the top, we're becoming famous.
What time is it?
It's time for the Mac and T Show.
What time is it?
I said it's time for the Mac and T Show.